This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Tyler.
And so, nobody, it's actually your first time back on the air. Coming up, though, Tyler, you want to talk about China and something going on over there with Disney, and we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
But nobody,
that can't be good.
Yeah, it's your first time back on the air since Monday, and so Tuesday was the primary election here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Some of our listeners have been following. They're curious to know how the hosts of the show are doing with their political campaigns. You, of course, were running for governor here in New Hampshire.
Yep. I'm now the former future governor.
Again, sadly, you did not win against the incumbent, Chris Sununu, His Excellency, who has been ruling the state with an iron fist. Ooh. I guess not as iron as it could be. It could be bad like New York or California.
We got to stay balanced on Sununu, I think. I mean, he's done some awful things, but he's also vetoed a lot of taxes and a lot of bad gun laws.
Gun laws, yeah. That's another one.
And he did pass decriminalization of cannabis back in 2017. So, I mean, he's not been all bad, but the way he's handled this COVID thing has been pretty awful. And he is totally pandering to the fearmongers, even though on one hand he's pandering to the fearmongers, but on the other hand there's very little of the in the way of enforcement. So there's a lot of threats, but you know, a lot of smoke, but not a lot of fire. And that's a good thing. I'm glad that people aren't being arrested, but they're still creating this sort of mentality that all this stuff is legal, what they're doing. And I believe that it is not legal.
If they miswrote the smoking in restaurants law such that the law required you to post no smoking signs but didn't require you to enforce them, then I'd post the no smoking signs and I'd put national tray under each one as a restaurateur. Like, you know, we had to put these signs up. Sorry about that. Hope they don't bother you too much.
Right. Strong suggestions.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I'd counter that with a strong suggestion. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. and Tyler, you were just telling me just before the show that today you decided you were going to whip off the mask and just start going around to different businesses without it, even though in Keene there's a supposed city ordinance about that.
Right, yeah. Enough is enough. I decided that I was just going to go in and see what happens. And I went to three different locations today. I don't want to name them, but... I would say at every single location I went to, it was totally fine.
Yep.
Nobody gave me any, even so much as a dirty eye. You know, I went to a coffee shop the other day before I decided to do this. And I ripped my mask off as soon as I came outside and a couple people were there and they were laughing and they go, yeah, man, I know. And I was like, this is so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, the people that are doing it, they're just doing it to follow along. And, you know,
How many do you think are? Okay, because this is the one thing that I, you know, it's hard to get a real hold on because you can't judge somebody because they have a mask on.
Right.
Because they could have the mask on because they literally are living in fear, but yet still feel like they need to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's those who just won't come out of their house. We don't see them.
Right.
But so they're either living in fear and they really believe all the propaganda or some amount of it. Or there's the people that, like you're talking about, that they're doing it because they don't want to get looked askance. They don't want their neighbors to talk about them.
They don't
want to
face confrontation.
And they don't want to be confronted by anybody, whether it be the store employees or whether it be somebody else from, you know, the average public or whatever. They just don't. They don't have time for it. They're not interested in it. So they put on the mask and they just go through with whatever they need to get done. So it's hard to really break down. You can't just glance at somebody and say, oh, well, they believe this. And how would we find that out?
How I find that out is to talk to them. Just say something like, how many people do you know that are sick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just see how they respond. Mm-hmm. If they're thoughtful in response to that, then I think there's a chance for them. If they just start calling me names, I've parked up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had in one of my classes in college this week, we had a discussion
online
about...
Online class.
Yeah, I'm fully online. Some students can go in, but... we were talking about how a lot of people were upset. Yeah, exactly. We were talking about how a lot of people were upset that the tuition that they're paying is almost identical, but they're not getting the full college experience, which that's a totally valid gripe.
Right.
And as that conversation was going, I decided that I was going to try and gauge the room, and I wanted to ask them, I go, hey, guys, so, you know, we can talk about how bad COVID is, but I think we all kind of understand that it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be, and it might be the government's reaction that's really causing the problem. And it's just, it's astonishing to me that we'll have this discussion, but nobody wants to bring up government overreach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of shocked to find the class was split about 50-50. Huh. There were some people that were on my side for sure, some of these college kids, but a lot of them were like, well, it's, you know, it's for safety, and, you know, my grandmother got COVID, and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, and so it makes me wonder if a college campus is that way and it's about 50-50, then the general population, it's really got to be less, you know, of these people
because
that are just
students
really
are more
into
indoctrinated,
it.
You think?
Well,
more
I think colleges are just like, yeah, progressive training camps,
sure.
Essentially.
Yeah. How big is the class?
I want to say about 22, 25 people.
Okay.
You know, which is not
on
a great sample size.
Yeah,
yeah, but...
Still interesting nonetheless. I mean, it's interesting to get any kind of feedback from people about
a lot of students are hurting too. I've seen I was seeing pictures of a dorm room yesterday where the window just had these big signs that say "I want to die."
Oh,
yeah.
That's rough. Is that local or just somewhere else?
I don't know where it was, but it was apparently somebody who has been locked down in that dorm room for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, because that's what the colleges are doing, I think, with students. Some of the colleges with students who are testing positive, they're quarantining them.
Yeah, which is miserable.
Allowed to go home. They're only allowed to stay in this one little cell. I mean, effectively, these dorm rooms aren't much larger than a jail cell.
No.
Yeah, they're in solitary confinement. Yeah. Just like I was for a while, and I can understand that.
That's
after 12 days,
that's
even
torture.
In 12 days in solitary confinement, I was looking for a hand grenade to jump on.
Yeah,
you know.
You know, and as I was out today too, one thing that I was definitely looking for was other people without a mask on, kind of hoping that I could get that, like, you know, nod where you look at each other and you're like, all right, we're doing the right thing. There was only one other guy in all three of these locations that didn't have a mask on, and he looked a lot like me, right? Like, you know, middle aged. Male, he had a beard, looked like he didn't really care what else was going on, and it made me wonder, too, because it's like, you know, when you see a white male, you know, doing whatever he wants to, especially with the left, they look at it and they go, oh, you know, he's just being arrogant, and he's just being a jerk, and he's being selfish, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see, like, a little old lady, or just, like, you know, like a young girl go out and just do this defiantly, because who's going to tell them that they're being arrogant or who being a jerk, you know? So hopefully,
of course, nobody did say no one said anything to you anyway, and you were out and about.
Yeah.
And that's been my experience, by the way, throughout the last 6 or 7 months, however long this has been, is no one has said anything to me personally about this. The only encounter I had was the one lady at the mailbox store. I didn't even see her because she just sort of yelled at me as she was walking out the door. I was in the middle of a conversation with the clerk. I didn't even get to turn around to see what she looked like. Again, she'd like swung the door open and just yelled on the way out. And this was after I had told the clerk, who had informed me that they were going to go to masks required in this mailbox store, which is a locally owned store.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to just like keep barging in there on their customer. And I'm like, that's fine. I'll wait outside. You can bring me them, because they offered to bring me my mail outside. But I had explained to her, it was just telling her, like, hey, I've got a religious objection. Mm-hmm. To wearing this mask, and the woman walking out the door just yells at the top of her lungs, "Ha! A religious exemption!" And she just walks out. That's the only thing that's happened. The only encounter, and it wasn't even really an encounter. It was like a drive-by attack.
And that's so sad, too, because I feel like this nation was founded on this idea of religious freedom and tolerance, and that should be a really important thing, but...
It was, and I think that to some extent, the right has done us a big disservice in that area, in that they're big. big on religious freedom for Christians. They're not so big on religious freedom for other folks. And the reason that we tolerate the package deal of free speech is the trade-off for you being able to say what you want to say is I got to be able to say what I want to say.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you take away the quid pro quo and people don't want to play anymore.
We'll continue. Right. Your thoughts are welcome. If you want to join us, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE .com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the toll-free number where you can join us on the radio to bring up anything you want. Is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about walking around without a mask. Tyler did it for the first time for the whole day today, and it was, would you say it was liberating, Tyler?
It was liberating. Took a lot of weight off my shoulders.
Felt better? You didn't have to, like, bring it into this
they
crazy
don't look
thing.
That heavy. I mean, I don't wear them at all, but...
No, but they just they frustrate you, you know?
Yeah.
So we can talk more about that. Your calls are, and thoughts are welcome as well. Plus, Ethereum smart contracts enable Intercoin to be traded against Bitcoin, Ethereum, as well as a growing set of tokens pegged to your favorite fiat currency. Intercoin can be used to turn these into virtual versions of Bitcoin or USD that have all the advanced features of Intercoin community currencies. They'd finally be spendable in everyday payments, be programmable, instantly convertible, generate analytics, and more. When done, people can cash out back into the original versions. Think of Intercoin as a decentralized layer 2 solution that isn't controlled by anyone. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones here. We got David on the line in Arkansas, in Fort Smith, listening to KFPW. Go ahead, David. David, in Arkansas. Do we have David? David going once. David going twice. We're going to put David back on hold. Maybe there's some technical difficulties either on his phone's end or on our board ops. And
open up. It's me, Dave. Dave's not here, man.
Cheech and Chong reference.
Yeah.
Classic.
So, so we're just kind of recapping the last few days of our lives here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, which is, you know, of course, an activist centerpiece, crypto mecca, and our home. So, it's your first night on the show since you were running for election here in the Republican race for governor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it would be worth it to, you know, bring you back on here and talk about that a little bit, because sadly, you didn't defeat the incumbent.
I did not.
Chris Sununu, his excellency, who has been, again, ruling over everybody in this COVID thing. And sadly, the other lady also didn't defeat him either. So he, raked in about 89.5% or something like that?
He raked in quite a high percentage. And there were some spurious reasons that I heard from some people. Like, one person said I didn't want to split the vote and let the Democrat get in. And
that's not how primary works.
That's not how any of this works, bro.
wow.
But it was unfortunate. It was somewhat unsurprising because my ability to campaign and communicate with people was stymied by a lot of it by the lockdowns.
The media ignored you.
The media is not covering any dissenting voice. They're covering only the narrative they weren't heard.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Right. So it was a three-way race between you, Karen, a woman named Karen, a nice lady named Karen. And
she is. Oh God, she was cursed with that name, though.
Yeah.
For the times.
It's true.
Yeah, bad timing.
I suppose she could have changed her name if she really wanted to.
I did.
And I don't think that's what hurt her, though. It's just people go with what they know. They go with the incumbent, and it's hard to unseat an incumbent.
Well, the incumbent has a lot in their favor. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's part of it. It's
momentum.
Just lazy. Yeah. I was really
never-ending media coverage.
Even if no one knew about your campaign, I was just kind of hoping there'd be enough people that would go in and go, oh, nobody for governor? That's a great idea.
Me
Why
too.
No one tried that before?
See, the problem with that from a primary point of view is in a primary, you're saying, who do you want to represent your party against the other side?
Right.
And nobody says nobody there.
Yeah.
But if it was a matter of...
If you made it
you
to
know,
the general, yeah.
It might be... It would be a good name for to be in the general election as a libertarian.
Yeah, definitely.
And that may be what I go for next time, is the libertarian nomination.
Yeah, nobody is still considering his options for 2022. Because here in New Hampshire, for listeners that aren't familiar... it's every 2 years the mm-hmm. entire state government has a chance to get overturned. So all the state house, all the state senate. Oh wait, Senate's 2 years. All of them. The governor every 2 years.
Yeah,
so,
the mayor is 1 year, right?
No, the mayor is a 2 year term.
Oh, it is 2 years.
But the way it's staggered here in Keene, they have the mayoral and city elections the other years. So mm-hmm. the odd years, and then the even years are the state elections. So literally, we're in an election season every single month.
I'm just, staggered by the number of elections.
It's just constant. It never lets up. So you're considering what to do. If folks want to get behind your campaign, they still can, because you're still you are planning on doing something else. I'm just not sure exactly in which order.
Yes, something is coming. I don't know exactly what it is. I might try to run as a Democrat next time.
Mm-hmm. And, for governor.
And open for governor.
Mm-hmm. In 2022.
I may well make a run for mayor in between. Mm-hmm.
Or city council.
Or city council. Yeah, yeah. That's right, because the mayor actually, it turns out, is kind of a castrated position.
True. And also, if you run for the at-large council seat, there are five of those. So you would mm-hmm. have to make it into the top five instead of just the top one.
Or I could find somebody else who wants to change their name to Nobody for a couple of years and hand them over the website and what I've managed to accumulate and say, yeah, you do it for a while. Because, there's a certain awkwardness to being named Nobody, and there's certain awkwardness to being who I am, and maybe somebody else could make a better job of carrying that torch. So if anybody out there in the real world has interest in commenting on that, I'd be delighted to hear from about it either here or at electnobody.com. That's electnobody.com.
Right, and you also have a Telegram chat room that's connected there that folks can get into and connect directly with you and other supporters.
All of my other social media is available from the website, so if you remember electnobody.com, you're going to find me.
Excellent. So you have yet to deliver an endorsement for the remainder of the election, but I know that you're looking to talk with Karen about a possible co-endorsement of another candidate. I don't think we should say anything more than that for now, but nobody's not done at this point.
Well, I will say that unless there are significant changes in the COVID response, that Mr. Sununu will not be getting my endorsement.
And I suspect the Democrat won't be getting your endorsement either.
I would be very surprised if any Democrat even bothered to try to earn it. But there are exceptions. We've got Democrats in our Reopen NH group, so.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's refreshing.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of, the original distrust of Big Pharma that I was hearing always came from the left. Hmm. The thing is, they're so terrified of Trump that, anything he says, the opposite must be true.
But yet they're going to accept a vaccine from Trump? That seems a little screwy.
Well, that's the thing. But he's never done a full-throated call for liberty, but he's dropped enough hints that he's not crazy about what they're doing that I think some people on the left reject any question of the COVID thing because they see it as pro-Trump.
I mean, it's hard to know what these governors are going to do or anyone at the state level just because you never know when they're going to toe the party line and when they're actually going to go based on their conscience,
And you don't know if Epstein had pictures of them because I've seen them.
That matters. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hear a thing or two about these governors from time to time, and the South Dakota one seems kind of decent, at least on the whole COVID thing.
They've repealed all this nonsense.
I don't even know if they went into the nonsense in the first place there. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If Bob Woodward thought it was bad, then he should have immediately gone out publicly, not wait 4 months. You know, he's had that statement for 4 months, maybe 5 months. He's had it for a long time. It was a series of taped interviews, mostly by telephone.
President Trump's comments at the White House. The president is heading to Michigan for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies tonight. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats vote down what's called a skinny coronavirus relief package. Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying the bill is woefully inadequate.
It does not help renters keep a roof over their heads or American families put food on the table. It shortchanges health care and education. It does not provide a dime to protect essential state and local services.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying there's a chance now nothing will get done before the election. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Are you ready for some football? The NFL is back tonight, and the Kansas City Chiefs are set to begin the defense of their Super Bowl title. Chiefs host the Texans at Arrowhead Stadium. Kickoff set for 8:20 Eastern Time. The NFL end zones will feature social justice issues, but Roger Goodell tells MSNBC,
"You can talk about so many things that have happened to help our country get to a better place, and sports has been a big, big influence on that. And, you know, we're not here to make political statements. We're here to help make our communities better."
The NFL Network reporting the Chiefs and Texans will stay in the locker rooms during the national anthem of tonight's game. FBI Assistant Director John Jimenez says they suspect hundreds of filing fraudulent claims to the Paycheck Protection Program.
"We've opened several hundred PPP-related investigations. We've identified nearly 500 PPP-related subjects, individuals we believe have fraudulently requested."
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
"I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago."
"That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?"
"It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me."
"I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror."
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about China and Disney in a kind of an ugly situation. We'll get into that coming up here. Ian, Nobody, and Tyler in the studio. The toll-free number for you, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Divvy. It is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live since about a year ago. And from this year, from mid-March to mid-July, Divvy went up 10x. More than that, actually, a little bit more. And so obviously they'd like to see Divvy continue to go up in value, and that's certainly the intention behind the programmers there. But we can't predict what the future is going to hold. But that said, Free Talk Live is happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting up a masternode, or you can stake Divvy, and there's even a lottery for people who stake Divvy. Learn more at DivvyProject.org, DIVIProject.org. We're going to try David one more time here in Arkansas. My board op says we have they've fixed his line. David, are you with us listening in Fort Smith?
I am here.
We have you now. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I tell you what. I just realized what it feels like to be on the ground when the search plane flies over and you're waving your arms saying, "I'm here, I'm here."
Yeah, we picked you up before and we couldn't hear you. It sounds like you could hear us, but we got you now. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to nominate Tyler for Hero of the Day.
All right.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
For Hero of the Day. He's nominating Tyler.
Nice.
Oh, is it because of the mask thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah. Like I said, it felt good.
Yeah, okay. So what's going on down there in Arkansas, man? I mean, are people wearing masks all over the place, or is it, like, mostly not wearing masks? What do you see out there in Fort Smith?
Oh, it depends on where you are. If you're in a retail store, then, yeah, the vast majority of people are wearing masks. If you go to the dirt track races, nobody's wearing masks.
Interesting. Now, at the retail store, is there any kind of threat by the government that you have to wear a mask, or is it just the stores are putting policies into place because that's what they do?
No, we have a mandate from our governor.
From the governor?
From the governor that everyone is to wear a mask indoors and in public.
In public?
Yeah. See, Ian looks all surprised, and I'm thinking Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas. I'm not surprised in the least bit.
Asa Hutchinson, he's a Republican governor. Anyway, but here's the thing about the mandate. I work in the management of a retail store, and we posted on our door, we did not post that everyone is required to wear a mask when they come in.
So what did you post?
Many businesses, and they say everyone must wear a mask upon entry. But that is not true if the mandate itself has exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone is required.
That's right.
Because there are exemptions.
Are you working, you don't have to say where, but are you working in like a locally owned shop, or is this some level of corporate kind of regional or national?
Locally owned.
Okay, so that's good. So you have more ability to make a decision like that in a locally owned place, whereas a lot of these corporate chains, they're just going ahead and pretending like it's the law. They're pretending like it applies to everyone. And, you know, but nonetheless, as you discovered today, Tyler, you just took your mask off and you didn't go into any of the, or you didn't go in anywhere with a mask on. You were completely mask free today. You had no issues whatsoever.
Right.
And that's in a town where there is a so called mask mandate.
And the most liberal town in New Hampshire.
One of them,
so
yeah.
Probably one of the most frightened towns in New Hampshire right now.
So, David, I'm glad that you guys are, you know, coming at it from a more thoughtful perspective, and I imagine you're completely leaving every customer alone and not, you know, giving them any kind of hassle.
So, David,
and here's the thing: even I've got two children that work for Walmart in a retail store for Walmart, and they softened their stance. It still says people must wear a mask upon entry, but they don't ask why someone's not wearing one if they come in without one.
It's none of their business.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you, David, you work at a store, what's the compliance level at, just ballparking it? Like, would you say that almost everyone's wearing a mask?
You mean in the store specifically?
In the store specifically, yeah. Or are there some people that... Go ahead.
Most are compliant, but we see people that come in without them.
Mm-hmm.
But and we don't ask them.
Yeah. Good.
Do you know a lot of sick people?
It's because we can't.
Ask again.
Do you know a lot of sick people, sir?
Do I know? I tested positive for COVID.
Okay, but did you get sick? Because you know you got
to
having antibodies in your blood is no. Hardly. You did get sick.
I was sick.
How sick were you?
For 7 to 8 days.
Okay.
Mild to moderate symptoms.
Yeah.
Were you hospitalized?
And, no.
Okay.
No, I isolated at home. Had a fever Monday morning. Policy at work is if you have fever, don't come to work.
Right.
So I went and got tested. Got my results on Wednesday. I asked my wife, I said, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to isolate in the bedroom and you can slide toast under the door? and her response was, well, if we're going to get it, let's get it.
And
be done with it. Mm-hmm. And we had three college age students home because they weren't in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife ended up with it, my daughter, one of my sons, and the other son, the 20-year-old, nothing. Not a symptom. He's military. He got tested three times. They get their results immediately. Never tested positive.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In the home with a full family of sick people.
Yeah.
And he didn't catch it.
At least you guys have herd immunity now.
Yeah. But
so I heard.
Here's something that people should know is that, and this is the reason that I I'm going to assume, I'm going to say I know that Walmart softened their stance on asking people. We had someone in our store a couple of years ago that had an animal in the store. Okay. The animal was a pit bull, and it was growling, had kind of an aggressive stance. The customer had the dog restrained. And so our question was, can we ask them to take the dog outside? So I get on the computer. I'm doing research. We even call the Department of Labor. Now, we're talking federal law, or Americans with Disabilities Act, and service animals.
Was the person claiming that this was a service animal?
That's the thing. They don't have to claim it. Because now you're getting into HIPAA laws where they have, where you're asking them to reveal medical information.
You can't ask people about their medical history or their medical records.
I don't know. Okay. Well, I mean, look, you did the research, but I, you know, just because if you ask somebody, is that a service animal, doesn't mean that you're asking them for their medical records. You're just asking them if it's a service animal or not.
But under the circumstance,
but they have to, a person with a service animal, they have to get a certificate for a service animal. They don't have to show it to anybody.
That's correct. They don't have to show it. But just asking the question as to whether or not it is a service animal, at the very least, may result in them saying no. It may result in them being honest and saying no, in which case you can say, we'd like you to leave the store, please. You know?
Yeah, but it's just like, though, asking someone their age on an interview.
Oh, yeah, they could lie. I mean, they absolutely can.
Well,
yeah,
they could lie, but also it's heavily discouraged.
Right.
You're really not supposed to be asking people questions like that in a business.
And so that was our guidance, was no, don't ask them now. If the dog's being aggressive and the person doesn't have the dog properly restrained, I mean, if you got a 90-pound lady with a 100-pound pit bull,
right?
I mean, you can ask them both to leave the store.
Sure.
And tell them, hey, we'll make an accommodation for you at another time.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, even if it is a service animal, you can tell the person that you don't want them in the store, period. And like you said, you're trying to be nice, give them some sort of curbside service or something like that. Look, your dog is scaring our customers. And most people, when they have a service animal, they are trained to be well-behaved, and you don't have those problems. So I'm guessing this was not a service animal.
No, but the thing is, you don't have to have a trained service animal.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
To show records that a service animal has been just any kind of obedience.
Yeah, that's true.
The ADA requires.
My brother's got a little Chihuahua. Chihuahua died, and he's still well without it.
David, I want to say thank you, man, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate the look inside of retail there. What's going on the ground in Arkansas? Thanks for sharing that. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say thanks to Tom, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Tom contributes $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a simple concept. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring more Internet listeners on board. I love being on the radio because we reach people that aren't looking for us. You know, if you're only an Internet stream or a podcast, somebody has to be searching in order to find you. And here, when we're on in Fort Smith or we're on in the other 100-plus radio stations that we're on, 190-plus that we're on, then there's all kinds of people that just kind of come across us because they're scanning the band. They just got in their car at the airport and turned on the radio and heard us for the first time. So if you appreciate that outreach that we do and you want to help get behind the show, do like Tom did. Join the AMP program. He did it at gold level, which is twice what we ask for. We ask $5 a month. Tom's doing 10. So thank you, Tom. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, you can use your credit card, debit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC to get on board. And you get some cool perks and benefits for doing that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm out.
Hello, James. James going once.
Hi, Tyler. I'd like to answer your question that I haven't got a chance to. And what a surprise that a nobody, Rich Paul, a megalomaniac like Paul Krugman, who he reminds me of, only wants to talk to people that agree with him.
No, I don't think that's true, but he's not here, so why don't you talk to Tyler?
Anyway, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm all ears, right, man. What's up?
Right now I'm being trolled by a Free Talk Live listener. Can you hear my phone beeping on air?
No.
Okay, good. So the reason why I call, and it just so happens I was listening to TuneIn Radio one night on a Saturday, and it said station you might like. It said Libertarian Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a libertarian. I'm like your loser friends that you're looking at right now. Just
oh,
like
no.
I am a religious person and mm-hmm. don't ever lie.
Okay.
Ever.
That's good.
Just like Tyler, I am one that believes in peace, love, and liberty, and I'm willing to put my life on the line for people that are denied it. Unlike the two people you're looking at and yourself who think when you're fighting a man, you don't wear your mask in a grocery store. Wow, that's really freaking courageous of you.
Thanks.
To put another way, you're my zero, not my hero.
Oh.
Thank you. Welcome.
Ah, shoot,
you're
man,
welcome.
Not really.
I really... know, you're just like Rich Paul. You want somebody to rub your balls, and then you get a rise, and then you're totally like that caller will give plenty of time to talk. But let me ask.
Yeah, what's the question?
I see who I was listening to on another podcast.
Uh-huh.
Where are your effing Matt? You know why
okay.
he says that? Like me, I actually do know somebody that died of the COVID.
I'm sorry
like
to hear
me,
that.
I do know. No, you don't. You don't give a crap about that. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
You're not an honorable kid. You're a
yeah.
stupid liar.
Okay.
You hangs out with losers.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's not okay.
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
No,
you can keep
okay.
going. I'm just
but
trying to get to the question.
Why do doctors recommend you wear a mask? Well, let me backtrack before I ask the question. One can only imagine what the world would be like, especially in New York City, if like the government had the foresight to recommend mm-hmm. that millions of people in New York City practice social distancing and wear masks. Because that's really like the worst place that's been hit by COVID in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine if everybody had worn masks beginning like in January 2020 in New York City, practice social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the pandemic?
He's letting you know he's still here because you just keep on going and going.
Thank you.
It's an achievement by you, Minister Freeman, a person who, by the way, Tyler called me a liar on the public airwaves for trolling me and doxing me and then inventing a character.
Was there a question here somewhere?
Tyler, your friend right there that you're looking at is lucky I haven't broken his neck.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He's a good Christian.
Yeah. And a libertarian, too.
Right. That's right. Exactly why you're still alive.
So,
okay.
I fear Jesus. Oh, Tyler, that's not a joke.
Oh, yeah.
The reason why your friends are still breathing
mm-hmm.
is because I do fear a loving, just, and vengeful God.
So if you're a libertarian, man, then answer me this. Why is it that you can't see the difference between people wearing a mask voluntarily in order to help like reduce spread of a virus and when the government cracks down?
Do you honestly think I need to have to answer that stupid question?
Well, yeah, because you're the one that's stating that you're a libertarian. I don't see it.
It's a matter of respect for other people.
Right, but the government's forcing me to do it, James.
Let me answer the question, you stupid loser.
Okay.
Because I'm not the government. I'm a fellow man who absolutely, positively cannot dispute the fact that masks do help prevent the spread of COVID.
I think that's disputable.
Even the data that I've seen says that masks' effectiveness is questionable at best.
Yeah, and there's places where they haven't been mandated.
I haven't seen a single study that definitively says that masks saves lives. I haven't seen a single study that says that. Please.
And you know what? Even if those studies, thank you for the call tonight, James, I think.
that was fun.
Even if... Well, if you enjoy being insulted, it's fun. Then,
why not? I know where he's coming from.
He's coming from
a really small place.
It is true. He's certainly not coming from a place of freedom. Look, the whole idea that you're disrespecting people by not wearing a mask was sort of what he was getting at there towards the end of that call. And I disagree. Your fear does not, or my rights don't end where your fear begins.
Thank you.
Right?
That's a great way to put it.
And so the best thing I can do to respect my fellow man, the ones that I really have an appreciation for, which is the ones that care about freedom,
right,
is to exercise my freedom as much as I can.
Yep.
So in order that we can keep as much freedom as we possibly can. And that's why I was so happy when you said that you decided you weren't going to wear a mask anymore today, because it's one more person who is flipping to the old way of going about things where, hey, look, if you're really afraid, go ahead and stay home.
Let me tell you my thought process getting to there, too, because that might help James, too, if he actually even cares.
He does need help.
No, yeah, if he's even listening.
Please help him.
You know, I started out really worried about this virus, and I took it very seriously, right? Like, I bought masks, I bought supplies, I even bought a gas mask. Like, I didn't know how bad it was going to get, right? And then as time went on, I understood that the virus is a real thing, and there are people that are suffering. And I knew guys that work in hospitals in the ICU that had been overwhelmed by patients in the beginning, right? This was a serious thing. But at a certain point, you start to see that this virus, the estimates, the data that we were looking at was overblown, right? We were expecting 22 million people to die in a year at the worst.
The government blew some data overblown?
Who knew? Wow. Yeah, who knew that they would even be capable of such a thing? But they did.
You mean politically connected doctors were saying things that benefited them and their authority?
And it's almost like the virus was beneficial to them because it was just another form of control anyway, right? So at a certain point, I started to realize that the importance doesn't lie in me wearing a mask, right? Me wearing a mask isn't really helping anyone. I don't go to old folks' homes. No. You know, I don't go and, like, breathe around old people. You know, and I understand the point in social distancing. I understand the point in washing your hands. I understand the point in not touching your face, right? What I don't understand is why does the government have to come down and make everybody wear a mask as if it's to me, it's security theater. It's all it is to make everyone feel better. But it's making everyone feel worse. And that's where I was today. I realized if somebody sees me without a mask and they realize that they have the urge to also not wear a mask, they should pay attention to that urge and they should think about it and they should realize, hey, you know what? This virus kills less people than cigarettes. It kills less people than cheeseburgers. You know, I mean, tuberculosis last year had similar numbers and we weren't acting this way.
Well, the argument, the counter argument to that, Tyler, would be that, well, you get to choose whether you have a cheeseburger. You don't get to choose the virus.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But, like, at the same time, the virus is nature, right? These cheeseburgers and stuff, this is stuff that's being peddled to us by corporations, right? If nature comes along and decides that it wants to wipe a part of us out, that's going to happen, right? If we all hunker down and hide from this, you know, naturally occurring event, then what good are we, right? Like, what if our ancestors had just said, oh, well, polio's a bad thing, so nobody ever do anything, ever.
Right.
No progress ever would have been made, right?
And we have had regression. You speak of progress. This year has been a regressive year. I mean, from beginning to end. Industries are losing big time.
Yep.
Their employers are getting fired. Employees are being laid off. Many of them are never going to come back. Revenue, I mean, just looking at our industry, the radio industry, revenue at these major radio companies like what used to be known as Clear Channel, now it's called iHeartMedia, Saga Communications, you know, I could go down the list. All these companies down 40, 50, 60% in their revenue. Radio stations having a tough time collecting, you know, if they'd sold ads prior to COVID, like let's say they sold a six-month contract, but they didn't collect it all up front because that's not usually the way it's done. You collect a month and then a month and then a month, and now they're going to knock on a door and nobody wants to send them any money anymore, right? Like, they're, even though they're under a contract, they're like, hey, I'm sorry.
Everyone's tightening their belts.
Right, we don't have it.
Right, and that's the thing. Let's think about all these people that committed suicide or lost their businesses.
Right.
I say it almost every time I'm on the air because it's important. Those people matter. You know, the virus, nobody caused that, right? But the shutdown, there are people that caused that, right? People that have names, like people that we voted for, allegedly. And it's ridiculous. And those victims of that kind of action, that's what we should be worried about.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can weigh in and join us. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.